Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, May 25th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across the nation. Florida's governor moves to stop censorship on social media. Anti-Semitic attacks rise across the USA. Questions grow surrounding the origin of COVID. San Francisco on track for the most drug-related deaths on record. New study finds older adults less stressed than millennials. Also ahead, a showdown over the Capitol riots. But first, Florida Governor DeSantis signing new legislation that lets residents sue big tech companies for damages. Previous laws prevented users from filing claims against social media. But now, if you are shut down or in any way abused by social media in the Sunshine State, you can take them to court. Attacks against Jewish Americans up triple digits compared to last year. There are now 26 separate hate crime probes from LA to New York City since the fighting between Israel and Hamas broke out. Top Biden aide Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's not convinced the COVID virus evolved naturally in animals anymore. The doctor now believes Congress should investigate whether the disease escaped from a lab in Wuhan, China. The Wall Street Journal reporting that several workers at that lab were taken to a local hospital with virus before the contagion spread worldwide. That might be a hint. San Francisco on course to have the most overdose deaths in history. The previous record was set last year when the city recorded more than 700 drug-related fatalities. Between January and April of this year, nearly 300 people have died from narcotics use. So the number in the Bay Area could top 1,000 this year. And that's what happens when you allow drug pushers free rein. New study says older people are happier and more relaxed than millennials. 69% of adults over the age of 55 identify as generally satisfied with their lives. That number drops to just 27% for folks in their 30s. Also, President Biden welcomes the family of George Floyd to the White House today. I will have extensive analysis of that on the No Spin News on BillO'Reilly.com. We hope you tune in to see that. In a moment, hardball politics over the Capitol riot. Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. As you may know, the FBI has arrested a number of protesters in the Capitol fiasco on January 6th. But now, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer want a congressional commission to look into the situation. My question is, why do we need that if the FBI is on the case? Now, Schumer and Pelosi's bill would create a 10-person panel in the House to investigate the riots. Each party would have an equal number of appointments. But what they don't tell you is that Schumer and Pelosi would appoint the chairperson who would have the power to bring people in and shut down questioning. The bill says, quote, "The commission must conduct an investigation of the relevant facts and circumstances relating to the attack on the Capitol. Identify, review, and evaluate the causes of and the lessons learned from this attack, and submit specified reports containing findings, conclusions, and recommendations to improve the detection, prevention, preparedness, and response to targeted violence and domestic terrorism and improve the security posture of the U.S. Capitol complex. Unquote. I'm exhausted. Now, what this is really all about is embarrassing President Trump, all who voted for him, and the present Republican Party. The media would love this. Cameras will be there. You'll get posturing all over the place. And what are the Republicans going to do? Defend the Capitol riot? No, they can't. So the Democrats would just wail away. Trump did this. Trump voters were there. You know what the situation is. It's all about politics. It's not getting to the bottom of what caused the riot at the Capitol. By the way, that's the FBI's job. That's what they do. These pinheads in Washington, these political pinheads, they're not looking for any truthful exposition. They want to damage the Republican Party before the vote in 2022, the midterms. And they want to ensure that Donald Trump never runs for president again. That's what this commission is all about. And anyone paying attention knows that. So why are we putting up with this charade? Now, in the end, I don't think any GOP senators, with the exception of Mitt Romney, who's lost his mind, are going to support this Capitol Commission because it is a destructive rather than constructive situation. And again, the media is salivating. Ratings for NBC and CNN have cratered. They need to whip up indignation, and this would do it. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And also, I hope you check out my new book, Killing the Mob, the number one nonfiction book in the world. In a moment, something you might not know.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 44 years ago today, a strange movie was released on a Wednesday afternoon in just 32 theaters across the country. Tickets cost $4, and all viewers were handed a commemorative pin that said, "May the Force be with you." Star Wars had arrived. The film would spark the most successful franchise in Hollywood history. Here's how the director, George Lucas, took it to the heights that it achieved. In high school, George set his sights on race car driving until a near-fatal accident changed his mind. Then he tried to join the U.S. Air Force, but was rejected for too many speeding tickets. Lucas was down on his luck, but what came next would change the entertainment industry forever. He began attending classes at the University of Southern California in film school. Then he started to talk to his fellow classmates at USC, Godfather creator Francis Ford Coppola, and Steven Spielberg. With two early films already shot, George Lucas then began shopping what he described as a space opera. United Artists didn't like it. Universal Studios didn't like it. But Fox Studio said, okay, they'll make the movie. Released on May 25th, 1977, Star Wars, a film made for $11 million, would go on to gross more than $800 million worldwide. If you kept that pin from the premiere, you may want to cash it in. One sold recently for $100,000. Now, since the 1977 release, there have been eight more Star Wars movies, as well as books, comics, video. And in 2012, Disney bought Lucasfilm for $4 billion. Today, old George is worth $5 billion himself. And here's something else you might not know. George Lucas left his mark on almost every corner of the entertainment industry, but he's never won any awards, Oscars, Golden Globes, Emmys, nothing. His next project, scheduled for next year, another collaboration with longtime friend Steven Spielberg, another Indiana Jones film, starring Harrison Ford at age 79. Now this.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.